Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where One Travel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip. Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
I did cause all the problems, okay. But then I apologized. Okay. And then I think we're good now. I believe my purpose here on Earth, I'm a bullshit police officer. Okay. I'm the bullshit police. All of you have either quit or been fired before. Andrew, did you quit?
A little of both.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Hey, it's Jeff Lewis, and I have issues. In today's episode, Chris and Gabriel Hansen and Doug Buden join the show in New York City. We talk about fearing Chris being babysat at the airport and my futuristic clothes. You brought your wife, Gabrielle Hansen. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good to see you.
Thank you.
You were going to hang out and watch the show, but then when we were discussing this morning all the different shows that Chris is working on, and I was just curious. I had all these questions for you. We don't even need Chris here anymore, actually.
I can do...
I'm going to get some coffee.
Yes. See you later, Chris.
You can take
I've
it
got
in
it down. If he ever needs someone to come
She's
in...
She's heard it all.
I've done it all. Yeah,
mm-hmm. I just
can do it all.
It's your whole life, I mean, is just devoted to, these catching these predators. And, you've got all this. If you go to watchtrueblue.com, you've got True Crime Nation, and you have Chris Hansen Live Q&A. You have Predators I've Caught with Chris Hansen. Now, there's also Takedown, right?
Takedown is the actual Predator show. Those are the investigations that we go out into the field, and we do sting operations mm-hmm. with law enforcement around the country, Florida, all over, Michigan, obviously. And that's the main Predator investigation that we do.
What's interesting is that so you have your studios in Cleveland, right?
Correct.
So
you're for True Blue.
So that's where you're doing all of the intros to the show,
the intros, outros, the tags, any studio work we do. A lot of times I'll do the podcast from there, for instance.
Okay.
If I'm not in New York or at our home in Michigan, so I can basically do that stuff anywhere. The interviews for the documentaries obviously take me wherever they are,
yeah.
And then when we finish the documentary, I may do some studio work or we may do it in the field. But the Predator investigations are all in the field.
And I think it's important to note because I did watch, I watched Takedown, and there was one particular sting operation that I was watching. And I just thought to myself, to watch this all of the time could probably affect my psyche. But you also do all different kinds of true
Absolutely.
Crime. So you are doing serial killer documentaries, you're doing
Much
scams,
lighter.
You're doing, but at least it's like a little bit more diverse.
Right, and for instance, the sextortion documentary that we've got going on, these kids who are getting victimized online or in high school, tricked into thinking boys, thinking they're talking to a hot young girl,
mm-hmm.
they get asked to send a photograph, sexually explicit, kids mm-hmm. do this, and then the criminal, the extortionist, far away in West Africa usually, starts to ask them for money and embarrass them. And these kids are killing themselves at an alarming rate. And we're doing a big documentary on that. In fact, we have a case in Michigan where for the first time they actually trace back to Nigeria, made arrests, and brought these guys back to be prosecuted in the United States. And all of this came from the Upper Peninsula in Michigan, Marquette, Michigan.
Oh well, this God. Particular takedown, which was with Dr. Joswal.
Exactly.
And now he's a 61-year-old man, and you basically orchestrated this sting operation. It was a 15-year-old girl. And the thing that I noticed that worried me, and I imagine this worries you as his wife, you were saying that when he's doing these sting operations, Chris is constantly texting you and letting you know what's happening, everything's okay, because you worry about his
yeah.
safety.
Yeah.
That never really occurred to me until Dr. Joswal, he kept putting his hands in mm-hmm. his pockets,
mm-hmm.
and you kept saying, take your hands out of your pockets, take your hands out of your pockets. And I was like, oh yeah, you're right. He could have a gun. He could have a knife. He could have all, and you're sitting so close to him and you also are confronting him and basically telling like, you did say this, you lied about this. Cause you know, he's just lying about why he's there and the things that, you know, his communication. And, I mean, there were things that were upsetting, like to hear, like he was having he was having conversations with, I guess this girl had braces, and he was having conversations with her about, was he concerned about oral sex with the braces? Because that is
no, it turned him on.
Concern.
But he literally has this fantasy where he wants to bring Oreo cookies for her to eat, which would get caught in the braces and be part of the whole oral sex fantasy.
Oh, he is twisted. If there was any doubt, now we know he's twisted.
But this was part of the excitement for him. And you see this in the chat as it develops. All of it, by the way, taking place while he's at his medical practice seeing 18 patients.
So he's a multitasker.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, he did send, I remember, he did send pictures of his penis to this girl.
Yes, he did.
And you saw pictures.
I unfortunately had to see that, yes.
Okay.
You see the pictures often, by the way.
I look at them not because I'd like to see them. I look at them because
you're spending a lot of time looking at those pictures. That's what Gabrielle is saying.
They're on his phone.
No, they're not on my phone.
I'm kidding.
But the other question I have too is, you guys were skiing recently, and you're in the condo, and the family's there, and you're listening to tapes. And I mean, at what point do you walk in and be like, Chris, it's time for dinner. Put that shit away.
Well, he sets aside, you know, he'll let everybody know that he has to record something or whatever. Now, it just happened to be that my sister and her husband were there. My sister was so excited to sit in the room while he tried to get the predator on the phone. And she was, you know, this was going to be the entertainment for the night. And it happened to be the first time that he got on the phone. But he does say, I have to do this at this time. So either I'll go off wherever or you guys go do whatever. So it's not just like he randomly gets.
Well,
but the guy did call back.
In this particular incident, he, you know, I put a call out there. I've already recorded the majority of the podcast and he didn't pick up. He called me back angrily and said, you effed up my life. And I thought that was the end of it. I recorded it. Literally just minutes later, he calls back, and now I'm scrambling to get the recorder going again. Mm-hmm. And he says, I'm only going to tell you one thing. I said, okay, fine, you know. But
no, the first thing he said was, I don't want this to be recorded.
Yeah, and then I said, I have to record it.
So you had already put the podcast out about him.
No, it wasn't out.
No.
It was recorded. I had put it to bed to send to the editor to put it together. And then all of a sudden, you know, we're getting ready to have our opera ski dinner, and he calls back.
He has notes. He has.
Yeah.
I want to spend holidays with the Hansons.
Yeah, it's, you know how to rock and roll.
It's fun. It is fun.
Because you can't really, like, you have to stop dinner because you got to take the call.
Yeah.
So Gabrielle is actually recording for social media to promote the podcast, me interviewing this guy who goes on for 20, 30, 40 minutes talking about the case.
It was an hour.
What it did to his life.
No attorney, no nothing. Just answering the questions.
He ended up being very regretful and I think somewhat painfully honest about it. And you know, but he went to prison. He talks about how other inmates treat child predators in prison, and it's not good.
What do they beat the shit out of him?
Almost. But he saw other guys
get the worst.
Yeah.
That's who they hate the worst?
That's who they, The other prisoners hate child predators the worst. You can murder somebody, you can rob a bank, but it's the child predators, right?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, we had years ago, in like our second investigation, a rabbi was caught in the sting operation. He went to federal prison for like 6 years. And the inmates like to watch the predator investigation. So they're in the TV room watching, and his episode pops up on MSNBC on the expanded versions of it. And they look, and they figure out. Apparently, his last year was not pleasant.
Oy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you were saying that, and there is a little bit, like, you have a little sympathy for these people because, you know, they make a serious mistake, but they ruin their entire life, their marriage, their business, everything. Now, what you were saying to, or maybe it was you, Chris, you were saying that it's more than likely this wasn't the first time. This is just the time they got caught.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
And you found that in most cases?
In most cases, they say, I've never done this before. But we know, because of the evidence we collect, it's usually not their first time. It happens. And sometimes, like in the case of Dr. Joswal, who you referred to earlier, he had an addiction to meeting women online, but this might have been the first time he met somebody who was a teenager.
With braces.
Mm-hmm. Now, was he looking for that, or was he just looking for sex, and this popped up?
Mm-hmm.
I can't honestly tell you which one. My suspicion is that he would have taken anybody who came up, and this happened to be 15, and he started to get, you know, started to fantasize about it, and right. turned him on at some point, and he went for it.
Well, he's 61.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe average looking. He's not hot. I mean, he probably didn't have a lot of opportunities, I'm guessing. And then this came up, and he took it. But you were saying that it starts, a lot of this stems from porn addiction.
Absolutely. And I think this is...
don't look at me. Don't look at me, Jeff Lewis. That's not an addiction.
So that's where it starts.
In many cases, and when you talk to psychiatrists who go into federal prisons and interview predators, predators who have nothing to lose by telling the truth, almost routinely, the ones who prey on children have viewed child pornography. Almost without exception.
Have you got any closer to catching Doug?
And I would wait.
At least she's wearing pants this time. Last show he wasn't.
I haven't shared pictures with you though. But Chris, you can watch porn and not be addicted
absolutely.
To it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Just like you can have
God
a drink
fearing
and not
American
be addicted to
white
it.
Yeah. Guy.
But
I
it does. It's so prevalent, so available. And there's so many kinks, offshoots,
yeah.
you know, involving underage boys and girls that some people become addicted to it. Now, are they predisposed to it? Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Was there something that happened in their childhood? Maybe. Are they wired this way? Sometimes. There's no one single fault here. It's a combination of things, and each guy is a little bit different. And we want in society, you know, okay, who is this guy? How do we treat it? How do we
fix
it? How do we lock
yeah.
him up? And that doesn't exist.
Mm.
That's not the kind of problem.
Because it does occur to me, like with Dr. Joswal, I was like, God, I wonder what his upbringing was like. I wonder, was he abused? Like, how did he get to this point in his life?
Well, you know, for the first time in 20 years of doing these investigations, a guy I caught, being Dr. Joswal, sat with me.
I was going to ask about that too, yeah.
In a very lengthy, no holds barred interview, his lawyer was there. And this was actually part of his community service, is to speak out and try to educate other men and prevent other men from doing this. Now, at no time did he tell me there was an incident in his childhood. What he told me was he had a void in his life. He got involved in, you know, online porn.
Mm-hmm.
He started meeting women online, vulnerable women who he would pay for sex and support. And one day he got on and started down this road to relieve stress, as he put it. And he contacted this decoy with the Genesee County, Michigan Sheriff's Office, posing as a 15-year-old girl.
Well, you can relieve stress with someone over 18.
Exactly.
So I'm
that
just
would
curious.
Be my argument.
Right. So I'm just curious why.
I think that's why he sat down for the interview, as well as Joe, when we got him on the, you got him on the phone, was to try to explain why he would do this, like some kind of an excuse, because he kept saying, I needed the release.
Right.
You know, like that's a medical reason to... prey on somebody.
Well, I think he was trying to get clinical about it to justify
was,
it in
right.
his own mind. And look, in this case, they went through his phone. They went through his computer. They found no evidence of a prior contact with a
oh.
child. Okay, so he starts from a better point than many of these alleged predators start. If they toss your phone and there are other images of child porn, you're going to get it.
But he was headed down that road.
Could have been. Could have
and
been.
That could
I mean,
have
you look, he shows
one of many
up.
Times.
He shows up at the Sting House, right, in his Range Rover, very well dressed,
mm-hmm.
comes in, he grabs the decoy on the buttocks.
I saw that.
Yeah.
yeah
which is shocking.
Yeah, he didn't waste any time.
No.
He went right for that
he
ass.
He went right for it. And that,
yeah.
that bought him another charge, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And in fact, before this plea bargain could be arranged, the defense lawyer, Mike Manley, had to go to the sheriff and the prosecutor and say, look, you know, this is what we're trying to do. We think this guy can be redeemed. The sheriff actually went to the deputy, the sheriff's department employee who was posing as the child, the 15-year-old, and say, look, are you okay with this plea deal? And if she said, no, I want him prosecuted, there would have been no deal on that charge.
So he sat down with you as a part, so he did get something out of it. It's part of his plea deal.
Well, not necessarily part of his plea deal that he talked to me, but he does have community service where he has to talk to other men who are in these groups who have problems with internet and sex addiction. So this will count, ultimately as part of his community service. But the judge didn't say, you have to talk to Chris Hansen. This was a choice he made and his lawyer.
Now, there's the intention, mm-hmm. and then there's the act.
Exactly.
So what? So he actually did touch her.
He did.
Now, had he not touched her, that would have been, they would have been more lenient with him, do you think?
Well, I think he still would have been in trouble. I mean, here, you still have a guy who got online, chatted with somebody who said they were 15, had a picture indicating that was true, showed up with Oreo cookies, red wine, Coca-Cola, mm-hmm. and sex on his mind. He
yeah.
sent a picture of his penis. He had a very graphic conversation. I want to be your daddy. I'll do you hard. I'm your daddy. Tell daddy how you want me to do you. You know, all that stuff was in the chat. And he's
Can we
there.
Get those transcripts?
Normal stuff.
Yeah,
normal stuff.
I have them.
Yeah.
I'm taking them. Yeah. Yeah.
Be careful with that. It takes you down a bad road. But
yeah, Doug.
There's no question in my mind. Right. I mean, I believe in redemption. I have empathy for these guys,
yes.
some of them, some not, some I do. But there's no question in my mind that had a 15-year-old girl been there and we were not there, it was not a sting, he would have had sex with this 15-year-old girl without
right.
question.
Right. But there's very different charges, right?
Because exactly.
he didn't actually do it.
He do it, but the solicitation happens online. That's the crime right there. So, it really, in some, most states, if you don't show up, but you do the solicitation, they can go out and arrest you. They'll find you, even if you don't show up.
You taking notes, Doug?
Just for solicitation?
People often bring that up, that they didn't actually do it, and it was a sting, and it was a decoy. But like Chris always says, what if it wasn't? They would have raped this
Right, he
this
would have
person.
Gone through with the act.
And
right.
imagine, too, I always say, what if that was your daughter?
Yeah. And many of these guys have
What
daughters.
If it was my doctor? I mean, now yeah. I need a new doctor.
Yeah.
Gotta be.
I mean, this guy, and imagine, you know, for this moment of sexual pleasure that he was seeking, he had to give up his medical practice.
Mm-hmm.
He had to surrender his medical license. He spent 4 nights in county jail with his wife not knowing where he was. He contemplated suicide. He had a gun in the house that was loaded. All this because he couldn't control himself.
Yeah.
Wow.
His wife showed up for the interview, too.
Yeah,
which
she was
I
there,
was
which
really
is very
interesting.
Wow.
And in part two, which airs, goes out Thursday night on True Blue, she actually comes out to support him at the end of the interview.
Do you think that lasts? Do you think?
I think it does only because, I mean, she was mad as a hornet, as you can imagine. And, you know, obviously their marriage wasn't perfect, but, you know, she was so upset. I mean, here they are, this professional couple, this guy who, you know, came over from India, who went to medical school, who had this thriving practice, who raised, you know, children who are now adults and professionals who are married, having their own lives. And they're looking at him like, Dad, God, why would you blow up your entire life like this?
During the arrest, he said that he was having chest pains. Mm-hmm. Was that bullshit?
I think he was faking it. Now, in the interview with me, he said he was having a full-blown panic attack.
I mean, I could imagine that.
Yeah, well, yeah,
he was
guess
watching
what?
His life end.
Well, because, first of all, imagine this. He comes in. His dream is coming true, at least for that evening. Then I walk out, and he doesn't know. He's never seen the show. I mean, some guys literally say, oh, it's Chris Hansen. This must be the show. It's time for me to sit down and talk to Chris. This guy was not one of them. So his mind is racing. He's like, who is this? What's he doing? Is he a cop? Is he the mad dad? What's going on? And I drag him through it, and he gives me a lot of detail. He tells me he had seen 18 patients because I was very detailed and probing in the interview. And then I finish up, and the Genesee County Sheriff's ghost team comes in to start the interview, and they've got to handcuff him now. Right. And so now reality is crashing in and he's angry and I'm a good man. You can't do this to me. I'm, you know, this and that. And, you know, he starts in with it. Now, there's a medic right there. So they put the blood pressure cuff on him. They say, okay, you're not having a heart attack.
But the sheriff also said that's not normal. This isn't how people.
Right.
Well, he's a doctor, though. Like, he probably knows what
right.
to say.
He didn't know what to do. But this was
not good acting.
This was his best play in his mind at the time. And they calmed him down and off he went.
I will say, when you walked in to the studio today, there were a lot of nervous people. Do you notice that? People don't like being around you.
No, it's true.
They don't. They get worried. Look, Scott, you were nervous.
Scott was a
little
anxious.
Yeah,
imagine
seriously.
When he walks into the fraternity house of our son.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
you know, they either are like in awe or they scatter.
Yeah.
We've had some family members scatter.
Yeah, exactly. extended family.
Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun, Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required.
Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where One Travel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip. Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with Norwegian. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line, ships registry the Bahamas and USA.
The rest of my life gonna start today.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
Let's talk about, this was very interesting. Doug, you knew all of the information about our flight yesterday. So Shane and I, we had a, what was it, a 2 o'clock? 12 o'clock? What was our flight?
10:36 a.m.
Okay, I'm a little off on the time. So we had a 10:30 flight.
2 o'clock in.
And what was interesting is that, you know, there was obviously a storm coming into New York. I've never had a flight take off so quickly. So they boarded us fast, and it was like the second they pushed back, they said, prepare for takeoff.
We're gone.
And boom, we were like the first or second plane. And they did that because we wanted to miss the storm. And we ended up landing a half an hour early. And then when we got to the airport, JFK, I was telling you, it was in the terminal and everybody started to get canceled and delayed. And we kind of made it just in time. Now, Doug, of course, starts telling us about what plane I was on and all of the details. Hmm. It turned out this Chris Hansen is also an aviation nerd.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I follow all this stuff. I literally, for 10 years, had a subscription to Aviation Weekly.
Oh, see, that's...
Which takes it to a different level.
It is next level.
What is that?
But I covered... it's a news magazine for...
Nerds.
You know, for, yeah, nerds, aviation nerds. But, you know, at NBC, I probably covered virtually every fatal air crash for 20 years. You know, and so you learn a lot about... these issues.
Yeah.
And I've talked to people at the NTSB and the FAA, and so I follow all, you know, the 737 MAX jets, as you know.
The 900.
And the 900s. Yeah, it's a problematic jet.
But you know what plane you're going on.
I know exactly. I know. Now, I try not to make Gabriel crazy with all this information, but I must say that anytime somebody in the family has an issue, who do they call?
Exactly.
They call Chris. And what is
Unless
it?
Unless you fly
plane
Spirit.
Get in? Yeah, well, that,
don't even.
Are there particular planes that you won't get on?
No.
Spirit.
No. That's not because I have a safety issue. It's just I'm spoiled with my status
right.
on American and Delta.
But they did a solid one time.
They did us a very solid. Yeah. The only time I relied on Spirit, they came through. I can tell you that.
Wait, but you, how do you feel about this? I'm the only one in the group who's been okay with getting onto a Max.
And well, because
right
it's
now,
probably is the safest plane in the air right now. I mean, a lot of them are still grounded as they go through. What's shocking to me and what bothers me the most about it is how can you have a brand new plane and somehow it skirts through all the checks and balances we have in the American aviation system to the point where either the bolts were not fastened at all, weren't fastened properly, or and none of this was inspected. Whether it's Spirit, the company that makes the fuselage,
the one in Kansas,
Boeing buys and ships on a train to you know, the factory, or whether it's the final check at Boeing, how does this happen?
Is that the plane where the side came off?
Yeah. It's a door plug. So they have a configuration with more seats. And so on that configuration, they would have an exit door there. For Alaska Air, which has fewer seats on that particular plane, they put a plug in because they don't need an exit row there. And by all definition of safety, it should be bolted in. It shouldn't be an issue. But on that day, it blew out. And thankfully, nobody was sitting in the window seat or the aisle seat. The young man who was sitting in the window or the middle, the guy in the aisle, his shirt got sucked off.
Yes. Whoa. Now, what would you prefer? So, Gabriel, you're sitting in the middle seat, and the window blows out, and you lose all of your clothes. Would you rather get sucked out?
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. Just
me too.
Take me.
Yes.
It's going to be on the new. I mean, let's see that. Yeah.
What kind of outfit is that?
Just grab something
I don't think
on.
You
that
can
is
suck
that is non-survivable by the way. Going back to our ski lift game.
Neither would seeing me naked on the plane would be non-survivable.
I don't know.
Right,
don't
you're
sell
right.
Yourself short. Good looking gal.
I would feel like yes, if I felt a little overweight or out of shape or bloated that day, and
well,
I lost all my clothes.
Be in, like, you're not going to look pretty wild.
If I didn't have my spray tan.
Right.
Oh, my jeans are so tight; these are not coming off. It could be a suction. Mm-mm.
So, do you pack for Chris? Do you help him get ready for the trips?
No, he has it like down to a science that if I did anything, it would be wrong. So, absolutely not.
I used to be very independent, and I used to pack for myself. And then for many years, I've had assistants help me. But I'm on an independent streak right now.
Good
so I told Shane, you don't need to come over this weekend. I'm going to pack myself.
You didn't.
Were you
and
scared?
I was very proud of myself.
How did that go?
I was very happy. Well, because we left on a Monday. So Sunday I didn't go for you to pack.
And, of course, I had to rub it in his face. I don't need you.
He called
I'm not
me on Sunday specifically
on
just to say, I'm packed.
Yeah,
I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm packed. It's like so beautifully packed. Everything's so organized. There's no wrinkles. And so then I get to the hotel last night and I start.
Well, before that, even we sit on the plane and he turns to me and goes, I don't have headphones.
Yeah, to raw dog it. Yeah, that's terrible.
Yep. So then I forgot my headphones. And then what's worse is when I went to unpack last night, I had absolutely no socks. So
no,
I don't know how I forgot
socks.
I have to go buy
socks.
I forgot. So now I have to go back and buy. I have to buy socks today.
Well, I'm very fastidious about packing for travel, as Gabriel said. But I have gotten in the habit of wearing these Viori soft pants. You know, like
Lululemon.
Yeah, like Lululemon. And because they're so comfortable, travel. I wear a sport coat for the pockets and everything. But I wear these pants, which don't require a belt. And so in the process of packing, because I'm not wearing a belt, I don't think about packing a belt or packing another belt of a different color. So I get to the hotel for a shoot, and I've got no belt. So now I've got to go out.
It's funny. I didn't hear about this.
I need a checklist. I think I need,
you need
a checklist.
Oh, I was good. Just going to say.
That's what you're going to do. You're going to type out a checklist, and then I don't need you. I can pack it myself.
I'll make it with like Expo Pen. You can mark
now,
it off.
Yeah. Not everybody has faith in me. The greeter at American, I've never worked with her before. All because I think it started where she kind of stuck to me like glue the whole time. So what happens is that, you know, they greet you at the airport,
sure.
They get you through security, they check in your luggage, they check in your, you know, they check you in to your flight. She takes me to the lounge. She's over explaining where everything in the lounge is. She's checks on me like I said, well, she goes, when do you want to board? I said, I don't want to sit on the plane for 45 minutes. I said, I want to board last. She said, okay, well, I'm going to come get you at 10:15, but I'm going to check on you in the meantime. So she's worried I'm going to like go somewhere.
Right. Yeah.
So she did check on me many times.
Like four times.
Like
four times.
In
an hour.
In an hour. You
in
don't need to check. This is how unsure she is of me. All because I said, where's the restroom? And she said, go straight to the left. And I did go right. So I think she's oh, God.
He needs checking.
Yeah, he needs checking.
He needs my help.
And then I said, when it was 10:15, I said, you know what? I think I have to use the restroom again. So she repeats it. She's like, it's down the hall to the left. I said, oh, yeah, no, I realize it's to the left now. And then I said, okay, well, I'll meet you right back here. And then she goes, well, the exit's right by the restroom, so why don't you meet me? Which made sense.
Yeah. Perfect.
Right. Mm-hmm. Made sense. So then she walks me all the way to the gate. And I'm like, okay, so nice to meet you at Tipper, whatever. Thank you. She's like, I'm going to walk you on the plane.
Oh,
I think she thinks it's like a Home Alone situation.
It's like a child.
Yeah, where I'm going to get on the wrong flight. So she walks me.
Little Jeffy Lewis is going to take his first flight.
So she walks me all the way to the door. And then she walks me all the way, like, to whatever row.
We were seven, and then so we said bye again to get on the plane. She walks. She was like, no, it's part of the service. I'll take you to your
But it's not part of the service. She thinks I'm... Yeah.
It definitely is not. I've never seen them.
She thinks I'm handicapped.
She takes us to row four, and we're like, okay, bye. And she's like... Oh, okay, bye. And so she watches us until we sit in the seven.
And buckle the seat.
And then she puts her thumbs up. So once I get in my I get in my seat, I put my seatbelt on, and I look at her, I get a thumbs up. Yeah.
Because I'm sure he has so many things in his profile. I make sure he gets to a seat, make sure he uses the restroom.
Yeah. Right.
It's like a dog.
There's
like
a dossier to guide them. On Jeff Lewis.
Have you been to
the
new lounges at JFK in New York?
Oh, the lounge within the lounge within the lounge.
We've had a whole conversation.
Chelsea,
it's quite something.
American Airlines is aware of our conversations about those lounges.
It's
By the
really
way,
nice.
I was also in seat 7 on my flight.
Were
to
you
New York.
Foxtrot or Delta or Alpha?
I was Delta.
So I was Foxtrot.
Get this. I actually downloaded the military alphabet, and I keep that on my desktop just for when I talk with the airlines. Because, of course, we all work in military alphabet. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, I always say this to American, and I always act like it's the first time I'm saying it. I go, I don't know how I feel about D being Delta. And I laugh, and they go, I know, we don't like it either. Because you're talking
about it. So use that dumb joke every time.
You and Chris really might be
Chris,
related
we are
somehow.
So
my tactic is to be unfailingly polite to every
Jeff's
airline
too.
Employee. but when it snaps back at me, I will write the letter to the CEO. I mean, I will be on the phone before the plane takes off. I send the email out. We had an unfortunate incident in Detroit. I was flying very early in the morning by myself, and I have the same bags that I travel with every week on every airline that fit in every single overhead compartment. Same bags. And an airline employee decided to be unkind and make an example of me and make me check the bag, which I did without incident. But as soon as I got on the plane...
Yeah,
fired off that email.
Tier one letter. You are like Doug.
I just set it up. But I always end with a sense of humor. So I say, if you want to get back to me, I'll have plenty of time at this time because I'll be waiting for my bag to get off the bag check in LaGuardia.
I sent an email during my flight here. Mm-hmm. I said, I'm sending you this email from seat 7A on my Airbus 321. I had a broken headphone jack.
Well, I had one where the internet didn't work because they needed
a spare
part. I said, can't you go to Radio Shack and get the part? Mm-hmm. How hard could it be?
By the way, you said you were pleasant when all that happened. I would need camera footage.
Yeah, it never pays off to get snarky with an airline.
But you do have
an
attitude.
And most of them are very wonderful people, and I know
that. No, they're not.
Well, to me,
no, they're not. Yeah, not at all.
Yeah.
No, once in a while, you'll find a stinker. They know they can screw you.
Well,
we had a little issue at TSA at LAX.
Oh, yeah.
And so Shane got through, and then I got held up at pre-check. And there was, I don't know why it took three people to remedy this issue, but I got held up, and now the line behind me is getting longer. And they're trying to say, I don't have pre-check, but my ticket says pre-check. But they said, you're not pre-check, you're in the wrong line. I said, then why my ticket say pre-check? So, but during that time, and I was cool, I was very polite, but during that, but I was feeling it. I was like feeling like ready to blow. And then all of a sudden, hey, Jeff, how are you? And I turned around and it was my friend, like a friend from high school that I hadn't seen in so many years. So I was like, I got to behave myself. behave myself.
Put it back
so
in the
they're like, you're going to have to, you can't, whatever reason, you know, there's something wrong with the system. You can't go pre-check. You're going to have to get out of line and go to this line. And I was like, okay, no problem.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Sure, yeah, no big deal. Yeah.
And I was my like, high school friend, the celebrity, Jeff Lewis.
Because I didn't want to make a scene in front of my friend from high school. So it actually, and you had gone through, and you were waiting for
I was through already.
You were ready for the war.
I was watching. I knew there was going to be some drama. And I was like, thank God I'm 10 feet away.
It didn't show up on your boarding pass?
It was on the boarding pass, but then after they scanned it, they said it's not in the system. So I was like, if it's not in the system, why is it on the boarding pass?
Next time, you know,
we've had that happen.
But it's got to be in the system to be on the boarding pass. Otherwise,
where did the boarding pass
come
from?
That's what I said.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
But it didn't make any sense. And so then I had to get out of line. I had to go in the other line. I had to take off my shoes, my belt, take out my lap. The whole thing was whatever. But I knew that my friend from high school could see me.
Yeah.
So I was like, hi, how are you? Good morning. Thank you.
No problem.
And then she said to me, the woman, which is, this is why they're not all nice. I was wearing, I was wearing the same outfit.
It's this a
exact
good outfit.
Same outfit.
Yeah.
She said I look like I was right out of Star Trek.
Oh, no.
I mean, that's rude to say to me.
That's not anybody's
business. No, the TSA.
It's not
inaccurate.
She goes,
you look like you're right out of Star Trek. I'm like, well, that's not what I was going for, but but thank you.
Yeah.
I see it.
Live long and prosper.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
Yeah. I've never seen Star Trek.
You know, the next time, just an at LAX right there is Clear. You can get a free 6 months of Clear. Yeah. You could have just walked over to
Clear. This is what happened. We figured it out. When Amazon booked the flight, which we need to talk to these people, they pushed my middle name and my first name together. There was no space.
That'll do it. Yeah.
And then the wrong birth date.
Yeah.
You have one job.
Right.
This travel agent at Amazon has one job.
Yeah.
One job. So she fucked up the name and or I'm assuming it's a girl, but maybe it's a guy.
It's a guy.
It's a guy. Fucked up. Well, I don't know why I was assuming it was a girl, but it was fucked up my name and fucked up my social security number. And that's why I got flagged to TSA.
Right.
And that's why I got detained for 10 to 12 minutes while they were trying to figure it out. And they never figured it out. And I had to go the other line. And then I got insulted. Said it looked like I was right out of Star Trek.
Spock.
Maybe that person that booked it didn't like you.
And Star Trek was very
so
successful.
Nice. So then,
maybe she was a juicy
Art,
scooper.
My friend from high school.
Definitely.
We run into each other again at the lounge.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, just so you know, I was totally behaving myself because you were there. He was like, I was wondering. He's like, that's not the Jeff I know. But I did get the lounge within the lounge.
Yeah, flagship.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
Except they had Brussels sprouts with hot grapes. I did not like
that. Same. Yeah. I was like, I'm not having that for breakfast.
I'm not having that before I get on a long flight. Hot grapes.
It's amazing how many people, they're lining up. Yeah. I'm like, are you people even hungry?
No.
They're just eating because it's free and it's there.
Yeah.
Emotionally eating.
I don't enjoy the lounges like everybody else does. I don't enjoy it.
The one here is nice. The one at JFK is good.
Yeah.
It's very nice. And you haven't been there with me.
The
next time we go
one.
Together from New York to
I don't get to fly
LA,
at the same status as Chris.
Yes, you do.
when we're
booked together. Oh, yeah.
Right.
That's true.
Are you you have status there at American.
Yeah.
Do you always get upgrades?
Not always, but I've been fortunate. My flight back tomorrow, though, is the qualifying flight. So when I land in Los Angeles, I will be executive platinum again.
Congratulations.
They'll probably all
next
clap.
Year.
Wow.
Yeah.
They do that
I
thing where they do the
parade.
Right, they do the water the cannons
parade.
Over the plane. Oh, that would be
so you got 7,500 miles for complaining, right?
Yeah. So I sent them a note.
Yeah, I always get miles when I write the letter.
Yeah.
I usually complain more.
But they're not qualifying miles, so it doesn't go toward your status. But I got 7,500 miles. But it was more important to me that the airline know that seat 7 alpha on that Airbus 321 has a broken headphone jack because somebody's going to sit on that flight flying back to LA.
Yeah.
And it's
not a hard thing to fix, by the way.
But would they stop the plane? Remember, for some little fixes, they'll hold it up.
I hate when they reboot the whole system because some assholes doesn't work.
Yeah.
So now we all don't have. I have to pause my.
As long as you're not that asshole.
I am.
Pause
the
movie
asshole?
For 20 minutes while they reboot it. I hate it because of one person. Why don't you read? Do something else.
Take a nap.
I want to watch Crazy.
Yeah, go to sleep.
Rich Asians. No, we need to reset it.
Thanks for listening. If you want more of this, listen to Jeff Lewis Live every weekday on Sirius XM, as well as the Jeff Lewis channel exclusively on the Sirius XM app.
Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where One Travel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip.
flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.